Catholics in the Western Victorian city of Ballarat say lay people need to be given a greater role in shaping the direction of the church. The Royal Commission into Child Sexual Abuse issued a damning report about the church leadership in the city earlier this month. And the Commission's final report, released on Friday, called for sweeping reforms for the Catholic Church. Charlotte King reports from Ballarat.
It's early evening and across the city of Ballarat, Catholic parishioners are shuffling in to join their congregation. Tonight's vigil at St Columba's in Ballarat North is to commemorate the third Sunday Advent, a joyful moment in the liturgical year that marks the nearing of Jesus Christ's birth.
Rejoice indeed for this Sunday, as long as people tell you Sunday.
But for many, there is a deep underlying sadness. One of the parishioners is former Labor politician Frank Sheehan.
I suppose it's a sense of satisfaction and relief, but I think it's going to really be a new beginning.
Frank Sheehan was the head of a grassroots Catholic group in Ballarat, which formed in 2013 to provide practical support to survivors of child sex abuse. The group's now disbanded and some of its members have abandoned the church.
Really, we do need, as a laity, to come to attention and put our point of view to the whole. The work to be done in the future.
Clergy abuse has affected parishes across the Ballarat Diocese, which covers almost half of Victoria. Anne Ryan worked for two decades at St Colman's Parish Primary School in the Western Victorian farming community of Mortlake. It took 7 years for the now renounced Catholic to discover the paedophile priest Gerald Ridsdale had been assaulting school children in the town.
I was lobbying until about 1994 or 5, actively lobbying, writing to the bishop, visiting him.
In one of her letters, she wrote, "How can we truly live with ourselves in such a thundering silence of injustice and ugliness?"
I thought I was revealing something. I wrote letters to priests too and the priests' council and even raised the sexual abuse issue at one of our diocesan assemblies in 1993. So there were representatives, lay people, from all parishes of the Ballarat Diocese at that assembly. Everyone sort of looked the other way or put their head down, didn't know where to look, and it was not addressed.
The Royal Commission's recommended bishops draw upon advice from lay people in relation to the admission of individuals to the priesthood. Frank Sheehan says he supports a greater involvement for parishioners.
Can't have business as usual, there's no question. That's the message that everybody's getting, I think. But certainly as individuals, I think it's important that the individuals within the church have some input.
For Anne Ryan, the inquiry's brought hope after years of disillusionment.
I'm particularly happy for the opportunities now for the boys from Mortlake.
But she's sceptical about the possibilities for real change in the Catholic Church.
You cannot have canon law being utilised above the law of the land. And people in Australia, if they're going to think that they can change things from the ground up, it's not going to happen because Rome won't let it. Unless Rome wants to change and agrees to change, it's not going to happen properly.
Anne Ryan ending Charlotte King's report.